From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. This week brought us news that North Korea was getting into the smartphone business. State media announced that the country was producing the new Ariyang, quote, hand phone with an Android operating system. The smartphone's true origins are in dispute. Dave Lee has been covering this story for the BBC. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. So, Ariyang, talk to me about this.
Well, at the moment, we know relatively little, although we saw the phone for the first time when the state news agency in Korea showed some footage of Kim Jong-un, the leader of the country, walking around a factory. He inspected the phone, gave some advice to the people that were apparently developing it. The North Koreans have said that it was made in the country, although every expert we've spoken to is firmly in the belief that it was likely to be made in China and just repackaged.
Do we have any sense of what a phone like this might have on it that would be unique to North Korea in terms of software?
Yeah, so a lot of what Kim Jong-un said in his praise of the device was that it was a great educational tool. And also, of course, it being North Korea means there'll be a lot of restrictions. So you won't be able to call anyone from outside the country, nor will you, at this stage at least, be able to use the mobile internet.
Tell me a little bit about your understanding of how regular North Koreans interact with technology.
Well, I guess the assumption is that it's almost a technology-free country, but that's not really the case. They do have something resembling the internet, although the real interesting area, I guess, is when you start to look at some of the illegal technology that's in use in the country. So many of the news sources that report on North Korea from outside of the country rely on people with illegal phones that are smuggled over the borders. People across the border have floated balloons with USB sticks attached over the border, so they will land in various places, and I believe the Korean language version of Wikipedia is contained on a lot of these USB sticks. So a very inventive way of using technology, for sure.
David Lee is a technology reporter at the BBC. David, thank you very much.
No problem at all. Thank you.